So, Rod Sloan here in Port Royal with celebrity chef Richard Fox. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Rod. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, today you've been demonstrating a variety of recipes with a lot of products, but a lot of stuff with beer and food. What's the thing behind that, Richard?
Well, do you know, I've always, beer and food are sort of a natural component parts with each other, really. I mean, when you think we are a country that's steeped in the grain rather than the grape, and it makes absolute sense, particularly as we're getting back to great British food again and good old traditional English dishes, to actually start matching up the nation's greatest beverage with the nation's greatest food.
Okay. So I might have cooked things like beef in ale before, or something I'm quite used to. What other sort of simple recipes have you got for people that aren't going to frighten them too much with involved beer?
Well, I mean, some of the really basic stuff is putting a little bit of beer in your gravy. You know, I would say, why use water when you can use beer? Because obviously the beer has more flavour. And when I talk about beer in cooking, I am talking about the sort of artisan ales rather than the sort of generic lagers and so forth.
Okay.
So, you know, a bit of beer in your gravy. You can deglaze your pan when you've fried some meat. Bit of beer to pick up all the flavours off the bottom of the pan is great.
Now, you actually produce your own beer, don't you, of course, famously. What sort of, what range do you have and where is it available?
Okay, well, we actually have two beers out commercially at the moment in bottles. We have our blonde ale, which is a really, it's like a cross between a lager and an ale. Really light, fresh, citrusy, really goes down nicely with fish, light pasta dishes, that kind of thing. It's available in Tesco's. It will be available in Macro's next year. It's selling really well. We've now got a brunette ale as well. Blonde brunette, obvious choice, really. And the brunette is more like a best bitter.
Okay.
So it's a bit more of a traditional English ale.
Okay. So if people want to find out more about your recipes, I'm sure, where would they go? Do they go online? Do you have a book they can go to? Where should they go, Richard?
I do actually have a book out at the moment called The Food and Beer Cookbook, which I believe can be ordered in pretty much any bookshop. There's going to be some other stuff lined up for next year. In fact, me and Neil Morrissey are making a new TV series next year for ITV, where we're driving a lorry load of our beer ingredients across Africa to declare ourselves the unofficial beer of the World Cup. So, and hopefully there'll be sort of books to go along with that and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, so that's next year on ITV.
Yep.
But until now, people can buy your book. Just give us the name of your book again, please, Richard.
It's the Food and Beer Cookbook.
Okay, that's great. Richard Fox, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks, Rod.